will tell us what will happen before the Lord Jesus' second coming. Tell us what will happen before Jesus' second coming. Knowing ahead of time what will happen is very important. For example, if I tell you what is the exam question is, you'll be prepared. Right? You won't be surprised. Right? If I don't tell you anything, and then they give you a tough test, everybody fail, I'm not happy too, right? Because my job is not to fail you. My job is to make sure you pass. So Lord Jesus Christ is the same. He'll give us a big test, the test of the end time. And the end time, the test will be the ultimate, most serious, most difficult test. Because if you live long enough to face the end time, we will be facing this test. But the problem is, if you fail this test, you cannot go to heaven. I mean, 1 hour later, if you fail this test, you'll not go down for lunch. Well, of course, you can go. But you have to retake it, right? But imagine if you fail the test of your faith, you lose eternal life. And nobody will pity for you. Nobody will cry for you except yourself will cry in hell. So we must pass this test. And this test is going to be tough in the end time. So what will happen? This means to give you a peek of what exam question will be. What kind of situation you may face so that you are prepared. So this is very important. The word revelation. Revelation, the word means uncover, unveil. Unveil or uncover. The word revelation means unveil or uncover. In Greek, the word is called apocalypse. I think in French, the Bible, right? It's called apocalypse. In English, I think it's spelled this way. A-O-L-P-S. Is it like that? E. Apocalypse. Of course, in French, yeah, the same. Apocalypse means unveil. Or uncover. You know, in Middle East, the woman, especially if they are already married, they have to put a veil. Especially Muslim today. In UK, you see some Muslim women too, eh? They wear the whole body black, and then they cover their hair and cover their mouth and the nose. You only see here. So, actually, you don't know this woman is beautiful, ugly or not, because they look the same with the veil, right? But in UK, opposite, right? People are so revealing. But what if you unveil it and you see, oh, this woman is beautiful or very ugly, right? You kind of know. So the future now is covered. You want to try unveil? So in future, the secret of the end time will be unveiled to us through the book of Revelation. For the unbeliever, the end time is very far away, or they don't even believe there will be an end time. But for us, we believed, and we know what is going to happen. The date of the book is around 95 AD. It's approaching the end of the first century, and once again, was written by Apostle John, who lived the longest among the 12. And he is the only one did not die a martyr death. He lived old enough to be in exile to a small island in the middle of the agency. Agency, so it's somewhere here, very near the coast, but actually not so near to swim across, right? So actually it's far from all major city, so he's very lonely there. The government exiled him because the government know that this apostle still have a very lot of influence on the Christian. But they didn't kill him. Well, why they didn't kill him? Because God still have something for him to do so that he didn't die as a martyr. Because God will give him the revelation in this lonely island. Nowadays, this island is still there, and it's a tourist attraction site. And they build a small chapel on this island to commemorate John, who was there and received the revelation. So maybe you can make this island your next holiday destination. Tell your mom, don't go to Hong Kong anymore, please. Don't go to Dubai, nothing to see, right? If your mom asks you, where do you want to go for vacation, tell them, I want to go to you. Turkey or Greece, join a tour including the old time, you know, the New Testament world. Nowadays there are some tour operator will bring you to visit all those sites like Corinth, Ephesus, Patmos, and of course Greece, Athens, all those places. If you really have chance to visit those places, you really enter, even though it's different time, but it's the same space at the New Testament well. Right? You don't really have to go far to Jerusalem to experience the Bible, geography, and time, right? Jerusalem is not safe right now. They are fighting. All the rockets flying everywhere. But this part of the world is still relatively safe. So, the background of the book, we have mentioned about it. The church has already been persecuted severely. So the purpose of the book have two. The first purpose is to encourage faith in tribulation. To encourage to have a strong faith in tribulation. Being a Christian is not easy as we can think of today. For you now, being a Christian is a privilege because you have peace, you have joy, you have Holy Spirit, you have the church to take care of you, you have so many brothers and sisters. We can go to YTTC in summer and you can hang out with church members. So for you, for us now, being a Christian is a blessing. But those times, being a Christian is a burden. Yes, we know that. They know that they have eternal life. But whatever they are receiving now is nothing to do with peace and joy outside. But rather, because of your faith, your house may be taken away from you. If you had a job, your boss will fire you because you're a Christian. They may take away your wife, take away your husband. They'll kill you. So there's nothing really joyful physically as a Christian. But the only hope is about eternal life, but they were not very sure. But through the book of Revelation, that John remind them, really, you have a better hope. You have a salvation waiting for you. And that glory is eternal. But how to overcome those trials? Need encouragement. And secondly, it tells us what will happen in the end time. John, when he wrote that, he didn't know that he was not in the end time, right? John never understand that, oh, there will be another 2,000 years before the true church will come again. He didn't know about that. He thought his era, maybe Jesus will come anytime. But that book is specific, not only for those generation, but our generation. Our generation now, we are living in the end chapter, the final chapter of salvation plan, salvation history. Because everything in the Bible has been fulfilled. Only the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ and all the related tribulation has not yet been fulfilled. So knowing what will happen sometimes is quite scary. But actually, after you've been scared, you'll be prepared. You say, okay, we have to go for this. But anyway, we have to go for this. So let's prepare. Let's get ourselves prepared before that day come. I have to build my faith. There'll be times there'll be no more regular church service. Sounds unimaginable, right? There'll be time that you cannot gather freely, even in your house, to service. There'll be time when you cannot even preach the gospel. There'll be time people kill you, arrest you, just because of your faith. Just like what I mentioned, in Iraq it's already happening now. The ISIS, this is called the extremist group of the Muslim militants. They capture Christian, they capture the town, they kill the babies, behead the baby, hang it outside. Terrible. How can this happen in the future? In the past, nobody can imagine this can even happen. But now it is happening. So, we have to be prepared. The structure of the book, we can look at chapter 1, verse 19. Next. Okay, you can divide the book into three different sessions according to this verse. According to this verse, it says, now, therefore, you have to write down what you see. So the first part is what you see. I don't write down because I just listen. The first part, what you have seen, is concerning the vision that John saw at the beginning, which is from chapter 1, verse 1 to 20. Chapter 1, verse 1 to 20. What he sees, what he have seen. Basically, chapter 1, what he have seen is the glory of Lord Jesus Christ. Because in this chapter, he saw the magnificent glory of Lord Jesus Christ appear to him in the form of the Son of Man. Chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. Next. 12 to 13.
Then I turned to see the voice that spoke to me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands.
13. He saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands, somebody like the Son of Man. So this is what he have seen. Those are the first part. Basically, the lampstands are the churches, and the Son of Man is Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the spiritual glory of Lord Jesus Christ. But also in this chapter, what he saw is not physical, but is spiritual. Verse 10. Next.
Verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
So in spirit, in the Lord's day, I'm moved by the Spirit to see all this vision. So what this vision he saw is in the Spirit. It's very special. So this also gives us a life application, right? We have to really see God's glory before we can enter all the tribulation. Why John can endure so much in his old age and never give up his faith? Because when he was young, he have seen Jesus' glory. When did he see Jesus' glory when he was young? In the mountain of Transfiguration. Peter, James, and John, three of them, were brought with Lord Jesus Christ. He saw Jesus' glory when he was young. And of course, when Jesus resurrected, he appeared to him, he saw Jesus' glory again. And now, in his old age, Once again, Jesus appeared to him in vision. He saw Jesus' glory. So when he was young, older, even very old, Jesus' glory is always in his mind. That's why he never forsake Jesus. Now, brother and sister, ask yourself, have you seen the glory of our Lord? Have you seen he have done great things on your life, on your family? Have you seen Lord Jesus Christ, glorious, splendorous image? Not necessarily in the form of a vision, but if you really know him, you see he's so glorious. So even in an island, this will not stop John from knowing Lord Jesus Christ and doing work for Lord Jesus. Even though he was isolated to the man of nowhere, you can call that place Patmos. It's a middle of nowhere, no man land. In Mandarin, it's called the place where even no bird leg is. But a spiritual man would not be limited by his situation. Write this down, very important. A spiritual man will not be limited by adversity he's facing. Even in an isolated island, John's spiritual vision allows him to see things very far, even in the future. Even he is in isolation, he is able to write to encourage many, many people from many generations to come. So I hope that if now you think that you are kind of in an island, or you think that you are in a very difficult situation, don't give up on yourself. Don't just complain. You can overcome it by the power of Lord Jesus Christ. The second section of the book, according to chapter 1, verse 19, is what is happening right now. Chapter 1, verse 19 said, the first session